Funny, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, tell me your spouse's full name.
Well, Peter Stabler. And you know when he was born?
Yes, actually.
Oh, he was born February 2nd, 1928 in Evanston, Illinois. He is a twin. His father was an attorney. His mother was a housewife. Pete worked for Mobil Oil, General Petroleum first, then Mobil Oil, Getty Oil, and Texaco, and he was an ad valorem tax agent, which is property tax.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And was his family originally
His father, yes.
Okay.
The Tourget name was a Huguenot name. And they came to the United States, and I just saw something on television about it. The Huguenots came sometime in the 1600s, around 1675 or 80, because they were kicked out of France. And they landed in either Rhode Island or in the South, around South Carolina.
Charleston?
Charleston is right.
Yes.
Because when you go to Charleston, which is what we did, my sisters and I, we looked up the names, but the they were in Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
And there were two brothers, and every came from those two brothers, and they founded the New England Conservatory of Music.
How much?
Yeah, it's in Rhode Island. And so every single Tourget
Is a relative. Yes.
Because we have a Tourget book about 2 inches thick, maybe more. It hasn't been updated. Yeah, it hasn't been updated for a while. But it's spelled, if you ever see Tourje, Gwege, Targe, any derivative of that Tourget, they are relatives one way or another.
Yes.
And we have a book.
Really an unusual name, which
yeah.
is lucky.
Oh yeah,
it's easy to
my daughters won't change their name. They're married.
Right. No, I can see one.
My nieces did. One of my nieces did.
Well, and it has that French.
Are you French? No.
Yes.
But it's a Huguenot name.
Yes.
That's what
right. Okay. Good. Well, did your spouse graduate from high school?
Yes.
Some different terms. What did you call your mother?
Mother.
Okay. And your father.
Daddy.
And when you were talking about them and they weren't present to another person, you referred to them as
my mother and my dad.
Okay. And lumped together?
Mother and daddy.
Okay.
Or my parents. My parents, yeah.
What was your name for your grandparents?
My grandmother, we called Amo, and she got that name because, I don't know why, we called her Amo. But my cousin, I had only one cousin on my mother's side, because my aunt just had my cousin. She called her Gaga.
Might have been a name as a baby that they couldn't say grandma
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but I don't know why we ever started calling my grandmother Amo. I have no way of funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
And then my grandfather, you know, my dad's father, we called Grandpa. And I don't remember what we called his wife anything. Maybe Grandma. I don't know. We didn't see them that often.
Right.
But I always called him Grandpa.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's good. And how many offspring do you have?
Four.
When people are bringing up their children,